Well, last week was a massively significant one in my next guest's life. Personal trainer from Body Burn Gym, Paul Byrne, is back with us again to answer all your fitness related questions. So get them into us to 53106. But this time around, people, he is a daddy. Congratulations.
Thank you, Sheila. Proud father.
Yeah, you had a very, very busy week last week. How is Siobhan doing?
Oh, she's great. She's delighted.
Okay, and tell us, you had a little baby girl.
Little baby girl, Reagan. Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Okay, so you're still here. You're back training in the gym, and you know you're managing it all.
Back
to normal.
On.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, let's get cracking with some of the questions. And before we get to them, actually, you're going to go through two common myths. First up, you have fresh fruit is better than frozen fruit.
Big myth that is, like, I learned that years ago, and anybody I tell about it, like fresh fruit and vegetables, they're all saying it was not better. Frozen is better because usually when it's picked, it's gone into the truck, it's in a warehouse, it's lying there. So it's not actually fresh when you get it off the shelves. Probably a few days before it actually gets to the kitchen as well. So frozen is literally picked and froze immediately, and you're getting all the nutrients and all the goodness.
Mm. Well, it's one of those ones that definitely... It's surprising to me. Yeah. You assume that fresh is the best, but obviously not. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Doing crunches and ab workouts will get rid of my belly fat.
Yeah, that's utter bunkum.
Right.
You know, we've had something similar before as well. You cannot spot reduce the body fat around a certain area, because otherwise chewing gum would have our faces really lean.
Mm.
You know, or a tennis player would have that right arm ripped to the bone. But no, doesn't work.
So diet, you have to just watch what you eat, yeah? Okay, brilliant. Let's go on to questions now. Paula is listening to us in Leakslip. She said, is it really true that drinking water can help me lose weight?
Yeah, that's something I've heard a lot of, actually, as well. People saying drinking water will help you lose weight. Drinking water is a must when you're losing weight, but that's because it flushes the toxins out of the body as well and keeps your body hydrated as well and in a proper condition. But it's very important to drink plenty of water, but it won't. It's not a fat burner. It's another tool when you're on
the proper nutrition. So it accelerates the process to a degree?
It doesn't accelerate the
process,
no. It doesn't accelerate losing weight. Losing weight, you have to reduce your calories, change the sort of foods that you eat, and do a proper exercise program. And
but more than likely, if you're drinking loads of water, you're probably kind of watching what you're eating.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's how people get mistaken for it as well. Like it's out there. A lot of fitness professionals saying that drink loads of water and you will lose body fat. No point if you're eating all these sugary foods.
Yeah,
and, you know,
okay.
Sugars are lethal. Like, that's the thing. Cut that out and you will lose body fat.
Yeah, okay. So it's a good thing to do, but it's not the only thing that's going to work. So
no,
you need
it's
to.
It's a very good thing to do. Yeah. A very, very important thing to do. Like, plenty of water. Drink lots of water.
Okay, hopefully that'll help Paula. Next one, Brian got in touch to say, I've started to exercise recently, but I don't know if I should be stretching before or afterwards. What should I be doing?
Well, yeah, a lot of people, they get injuries stretching before. Small stretches are okay. It's better to stretch after a workout, after a run, after your weight training. It's much, much better. If you're stretching before, there is a chance that people are stretching a muscle that's cold. So you'd even see professional footballers out there, you'd see them trotting along the pitch first. You ever see them at the sidelines?
Yes,
before they start stretching. So it's good to get the blood into the body first and then stretch the muscle when it's warm.
So you can cause an injury if you stretch.
Yeah, if you stretch, like, imagine going out in the freezing cold and then straight away you're pulling the muscle and stretching it and trying to, it's cold, it's tight, there's a chance that you're going to overstretch it and tear it.
Yeah.
And injure it. But you don't want that. So if you bring blood into it, think of blood warming the muscle up first and then stretching it. The warmer it is, the more flexible it'll be.
Okay.
And it's much, much better. So
even just go for a walk or something before you stretch.
Get the muscle moving before you stretch. And then after your workout, stretch.
That's really important afterwards, isn't it?
That's really important. And that's when all the blood is in it, and that's when the muscle, that's when it gets tighter and more sore. So it's very, very important to stretch after you exercise.
Okay. I weigh myself every day, but I'm a different weight every day. What am I doing wrong?
Weighing yourself every day. That's what you're doing wrong. What you do, if you have a scales at home, and this is fact, ladies especially out there, like more so than most people, still I have clients week in, week out, and I drill this into their head. Throw the scales in the bin, right?
Mm.
You want to lose body fat loss, inches, like use a mirror. Get clothes that don't fit you and get yourself to fit into them. But you can weigh yourself. Don't worry if you get water is 70% or muscle is 70% water.
Mm.
And if you're dehydrated, if you don't drink water, you know, and you're down lighter, if you don't eat carbohydrates that can hold water as well, you're going to be lighter on the scales. So you ever weigh yourself in the morning, then weigh yourself later on in the day, you're going to be a different weight. The biggest thing, give your scales to someone you don't like, let them weigh themselves every day, throw the scales in the bin, and it's fact, it's the biggest one out there.
And what about measuring tape? Then if you're saying going by your clothes stuff, would you recommend that people would measure themselves
well,
often?
Well, the ideal way is actually doing the full body composition measurements, like measuring your body fat to muscle mass ratio. Because muscle, like can you visualise a football? And a football, imagine, is 5 pounds of fat. And a tennis ball is 5 pounds of muscle. So the more muscle you have, the heavier. And think of muscles on the body as well. That you, this is where people, when they start weighing themselves, they start wanting to get muscle down. So in other words, they're lifting weights and they're training hard. They're tightening the muscles up and speeding the metabolism up. But the scales is showing them probably heavier. But visually, they look like they've lost weight. So think of the more muscle you have in the body. Muscle will be the furnace that burns the body fat. So imagine if you hadn't got muscle. It's like trying to burn through steel with a match. But if you have muscle, you've got this top of the range blowtorch that can burn right through it. Mm. So that's what you want. And that's why the scales will tell you wrong.
That's brilliant advice, actually. Yeah. And even when you say it like that, you can take 5 pounds and in fat, it's a football.
Yeah,
in muscle,
that's it.
It's a tennis ball.
And
that's massive.
I tell people as well, once they're lifting, they're training hard, they're working out hard, the scales is like,
yeah, it's not about scales, it's about health and about,
it's about health.
It is about getting your body fat.
But see any fitness professional, go into any gym if you want your body fat done. Most trainers, they learn in all the qualifications they do and courses they do how to measure body fat, and I'm sure they'd be only delighted to. Once you sign up to a gym, you must have your stats all done, your body fat, everything, your BMI, your everything worked out, and what muscle you have in the body. Because like I said, you could be gaining weight in the scales and so you put on 10 pounds of lean muscle, which you'd probably lost 5 or 6 inches. Like I have people putting on, they've probably gone up about 9 pounds, but they've lost something like 7 inches off the waist.
Yes, yeah.
Which that's what you want. And
that
then
is
it stays
what you want,
off
yeah.
and speeds metabolism up.
Okay, brilliant. Jim is listening to us in Bray, and he said, I'm trying to be really healthy at the moment, but I'm wondering if I should give up meat altogether and become a vegetarian. What does Paul think?
When you cut something extreme out of your diet, like suddenly all of a sudden cutting all your meat out as well, you're asking for problems, I think. You know, eat healthy. Everything you need. You need carbs, fats and proteins. Now there is animal proteins and there is vegetable proteins as well. But my advice, what I do personally as well, I like my meat. And a good little rule of thumb is the less legs it has, the better it is for you. So fish is very, very good. It's lots of essential fats and things like that.
This sounds to me like Jim, it just, he wants to embrace a healthier life and thinks this is the right thing to do. So you're saying not necessarily,
actually
give it proper thought.
Like,
okay.
Keep it, like, obviously if you're going to be having like burgers and stuff like that, like, cut all that out. That's all unhealthy. But have lean, good meat, like grass-fed beef, good healthy fish with all the essential fats, good turkey, good chicken and things. Keep them all lean cuts and that, you know, not processed stuff. Stay away from the packet.
This is a common question that we've got quite a lot. Danielle said, will I become bulky lifting weights? I want to tone up, but I'm afraid of becoming too muscly.
It's very hard. It's very hard to build muscle. We've had this, women especially, they're going to find it much, much harder to build muscle than guys because they're naturally less testosterone in their body. Lifting weights won't make it. If you're fat and you're lifting weights and the muscle's getting harder, they think they're getting bulkier because there's less movement. If you're, the muscle is covered by body fat, again, their diet is not right, to lifting weights as well. You're shaping the body and you're developing muscle, but not building. Like I said, it's tightening the muscle and getting it, making it strong, very dense. And the fat isn't moving. They think they're getting bulky. It won't. The answer to the question, you won't get bulky lifting weights. You will get very toned, lean physique, but you need both. You need nutrition and you need your exercise weights. Weight training is one of the best for getting the body in shape, but it's, when it's done correctly, very, very good.
Yeah.
But it only goes hand in hand with your food, which is 80% of it. Your nutrition is 80%.
So we need to be aware of what we're eating. We need to bin the scales. We need to, do obviously weights. And if you can't get to a gym, you can still do it at home. So no excuses.
Yeah, and bodyweight exercises are the best out there.
Before we let you go, give us your app this week, your fitness app.
Yeah, it's a really new one that just on the market there called Fitness Buddy. And it's very good. Has a list of exercises, has all videos. Again, has bodyweight exercises you can do at home as well. And it's got a little diary as well. You can log your workouts and log the calories you're eating as well. And it's free.
Thanks a million for that, Paul. We're going to put all of those myths and tips and all the rest on the website as well. We have loads up there as it is on newstalk.ie/Sheila. Your own is bodyburn.ie. And you can follow Paul on Twitter and interact with him, ask him questions if you fancy. His Twitter handle is @bodyburn. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Sheila.
All right, we'll see you next week. Quick break now and we'll be having the ABC quiz right after these.